I'd like to call all the Town of Brule regular meeting for Monday, May the 11th, 2020. Mr. Nisler, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Bujwa.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Nisler.
Here.
Councilmember Daigle.
Here.
Councilmember Richard.
Here.
Mayor Rhodes.
Here.
Attorney Costa.
Here.
Thank you. Once again, we're on Zoom. I'd like to ask you guys, too, if you can, when you speak, kind of speak into the mic. We had a couple complaints that it wasn't quite going through the computer last week, so we'll try to talk a little bit louder so our public can hear us. No recognitions or commendations. Got your minutes in your package from March the 9th. Since we didn't have an April meeting, these are from March, so we'll put this on our list for our April minutes that we're going to add to our book. So, with no changes, do I have a motion to approve our minutes?
No move.
Moved by Ms. Bujwa.
Second.
Second by Mr. Andre. Any comments from the audience? Playing anything on Zoom? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Great. We can hear Terry, so that's what I was concerned with. So we're good to go there. Next up, we'll go to committee reports, Public Works Committee. I'll read two reports since we didn't have our April meeting. So for April, we would have read this one, for March 2020, total rainfall for March, we had 4 events, 1.9 inches. A new staff gauge was installed in the Parish Canal, and readings are being taken 5 times weekly. One skate alarm, we had loss of prime on Live Oak and Live Oak West, it was resolved. 0 out of compliance tests on the sewer treatment. We cleaned 3,500 feet on the western end of the Tonton Canal where the parish did, and it was graded. It looks really good. Anita Street water line install is complete and resurfacing is pending. New and improved ditches were dug on the south side of West St. Francis to facilitate the 25-year storm plan designed for river mill development, and we're still pending the retention pond connection. Street overlay bidding was delayed during the month of March. And grading of the BZ ditch was currently underway. I'm not going to read the debris pickup because that was from my uncle. Now I'll read our current public works update for April 2020. Total rainfall for April, the town had 7 events for 6.2 inches. No drainage issues. We ended up cleaning out 2,100 feet of the BZ ditch, and it was all brought to grade. We're going to continue with that. Over 500 feet of roadside ditch on Gwen Street was brought to grade. We had 2 skate alarms at Venzuul, loss of power and float fail, 1 out of compliance test at the sewer treatment facility. Two backup generators need to be replaced. I'm 12 years old, Bourgeois and South of both lift stations. Just glad we found that before hurricane season. Numerous culvert and catch basins have been repaired. No personnel incidents. A Republic boat pickup is scheduled the week of May the 11th. And our extra pickup is May the 29th. Flags will be put out for Memorial Day and fly through July the 4th weekend. So that's our public works reports for March and April.
Are y'all making steps to replace the 2 10KWs?
Yes.
Okay.
Next up, overlay bids. We went out for bid. The street overlay program that we do every year, and Shane and I came up with the streets that needed it the worst. And notice we had $100,000 in the budget, and we talked about it today. The price per ton was a little higher than what we expected and kind of what we thought. But the low bid we opened bids Thursday was $126,312 for R.J. Daigle and Sons Contractors. I'd like to make a recommendation that we accept that bid and do a budget adjustment for the $26,000 so we can continue with this road overlay project. We have $100,000 in the budget is what we put in there this year, and we went over. We're not spending a lot of money, mainly due to COVID from our last budget, and making some budget adjustments there. So,
When we get the feet of road, we're going to do, we just hoping it comes in on the...
Correct.
Communicated some with Rusty. Maybe after we get through this cycle, let's look at that schedule. because we've added roads, you know, so maybe we need to change the amounts and if we can get extra year out of the cycle or something. So if y'all don't mind, we take action after we get through this budget and things kind of settle down. We'll get with Shane and you and me and Rusty and just look at that schedule and maybe modify it to be more in time with what we do, especially with the newish. Because we did add a lot of streets.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. And then, you know, any advice we can get to try to get closer on our budget amount, that's hard. This is just an idea of what happened here. The asphalt, 1125 tons, one company's unit price was $93, the other was $123, okay? And then the coal planting, which is what jacks the price up to, the coal planting, one of them was $285 a square yard and the other one was $225 a square yard. So, you know, $123 versus $93 on the cost of asphalt, that's just big, big difference. And we're here uneducated trying to budget street overlays, and it's just a difficult number to come by. But those are the two numbers and the two companies that bid on.
With only two companies.
Okay, so this does include that striping that we've been questioned about?
No, not on those streets. Those streets are real little streets, and you can't.
All right, so we're not going to get that striping on Allen Street?
Yeah. No.
That's where we had said the log streets.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the streets up in the front side, they're so narrow as it is. This just doesn't make.
No. I was just.
Yeah.
I forgot we had said that.
Yeah, a lot of streets. If you're on one
Street.
Side of the stripes, you'd be in the ditch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like to say. I mean, we do a lot of streets that with no real repairs. I think, which is good because it keeps the base of the road intact and keeps from having pothole problems.
Right.
But, you know, elongated. No products, I guess, are getting better. But the two bidders, you know, I know one gets a lot of petrochemical work inside of some plants. So they can throw a number out there just willing to pay, they're willing to do it kind of thing, you know.
So anyway, that's my recommendation. I'd like to go ahead and make the budget adjustment and accept that bid for $126,312 from RJ Daigle. So do I have a motion?
I move.
A motion by Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second by Mr. Niesler. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from Zoom? Okay, so we have a motion and a second to accept our bid of $126,312 from RJ Daigle & Sons to overlay our streets. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Did you want to do a roll call so we can get Terry?
Yeah, let's do a roll call.
Not that we need one, but
yeah,
just to.
That's right.
Councilmember Richard.
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle.
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler.
Yes.
Councilmember Andre.
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Yes.
I did talk to Roy since we're on Public Works real quick. This is not on the agenda, but they are going to take half of the lane on Anita Street and overlay it, I think, this week. So the lane that they dug the water line, that lane was only like, I think a third of it was dug out, or maybe half of that lane. Well, he's going to take the whole lane, supposedly, and just cut the street in the middle, overlay that, and then we'll get that street overlaid next year by the parish. All right. Planning and zoning, consider fence variance for 3209 Orleans Quarters. This is the blanket approval we gave a few years back.
That's why it didn't have to go to planning and zoning.
Right, so it didn't have to go to planning and zoning. So do I have a motion to accept this variance?
I so move.
Moved by Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
Second by Mr. Niesler. Any comments from the audience? No comments from Zoom? You want to do roll call just so we can get Terry on? So, roll call vote for variance request at 3209 Orleans Quarters.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
All right, Finance Committee, review budget to actual for March and April. It's in your packets. We had both of them in there since we missed our April meeting. So if you have any questions, it looks like we're doing the same as, we're a little short on income and doing okay.
Well, this would be a good exercise if we take a lick, where we can follow the rest of the stuff we're doing and make you reevaluate some things. It might be a good exercise.
And just to let you know, first, let's see, so that was March sales tax revenue we got in, Blaine? Yeah, we figured out the numbers today was 12% less than last year. So we're just comparing.
At this time, the same month?
For the same month, it was 12%. So I'm thinking next month we're going to take a hit, but I think we'll go up. So 10 to 15%, I think, is probably the number to plan for next year. That's kind of what we're going to look at. Maybe a little less. We'll figure it out, but.
Been living good for a while.
Yeah, we'll see. I think it's going to come back. We'll be all right. All right, on the Personnel Committee, consider health insurance for employees. If you look at the packet in there, we're going to go with that same Blue Cross Blue Shield. Tom, do we need to accept that to council? So that's our health insurance, 7% increase. Not a whole lot of change to the policy itself. So, all right, with that, do I have a motion to accept our health insurance for our employees? Moved by Ms. Bourgeois. Second by Mr. Richard. Thank you, Terry.
Go ahead.
Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? We'll do a roll call vote on that.
Councilmember Neesler.
Yes.
Councilmember Andre.
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Yes.
Councilmember Richard. Councilmember Daigle.
Yes.
All right, on the personnel, we have consider employee discipline. I'll just read this real quick. We have a copy. Chief LaFoe delegated his authority, because he's out sick tonight, to Tom Sothorn, who's going to handle this for us today. So notice if everyone had a copy of this. So we had that signed so we can make it a fit. And since it's an employee discipline situation, I suggest we go into executive session.
So moved.
Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
All right, got a second by Mr. Daigle. Do we have to roll call vote executive session? Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Andre.
Yes.
Councilmember Neesler.
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle.
Yes.
Councilmember Richard. Councilmember Bourgeois.
Yes.
All right, we'll go to my office. We got less than 10, right?
Right.
Call Terry.
Terry,
I'm going to call him on the phone.
Thank you. I was wondering if someone was going to unmute themselves.
Thank you. Testing, testing, one, two.
All right, Blaine, you can keep an eye out for Terry to zoom back in.
Tell him not to zoom too fast, he might get dizzy.
You got him yet?
Good deal.
All right, Terry's on.
I move that we end executive session.
Okay, we got a motion by Ms. Bourgeois to come out of executive session. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Andre. We need a roll call vote, Tom?
Yes.
Roll call vote.
Councilmember Neesler.
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle.
Yes.
Councilmember Richard. Councilmember Andre.
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Yes.
Okay, thanks, Tom. You want to come up so you can speak into the mic or somewhere so we can hear you?
In regards to the incident, employee-involved incident, the chief would like to recommend a one-week unpaid suspension for Officer David Johnson.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Terry, were you able to hear that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we have a recommendation from chief's representative for a one-week suspension without pay. Do I have a motion?
For Officer David.
For Officer David Johnson, sorry.
I move.
A motion by Ms. Bourgeois?
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Roll call vote, please. Oh, hold on. Any comments from the audience? Any comments on Zoom? Not Terry? Okay, now roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Yes.
Councilmember Andre.
Yes.
Councilmember Neesler.
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle.
Yes.
Councilmember Richard.
Yes.
All right, thank you. We'll move on to Recreation Committee. I don't have anything. Police Committee, I don't know of anything, Tom. Governmental Affairs, Ms. B., nothing. Okay. Hearing, consideration of vetoed ordinances, none. Hearing and final action on ordinances, none. We do need to introduce ordinances for our town budget adjustments and sewer budget adjustments, as well as our town budget and sewer budget for next budget year.
It's just the introduction.
Just a simple introduction.
So we can get in the paper, right?
Yep. So, do I have a motion to introduce ordinance number one for 2020?
I'll introduce ordinance one.
All right, Mr. Andre introduced town budget adjustment. Ordinance number two?
I'll do it.
That's the sewer budget adjustment?
Yes.
Do I have an introduction for ordinance number three? Ms. Bourgeois for town budget 2020-2021. And ordinance four?
I move.
Mr. Daigle, he introduced sewer budget for 2020 to 2021. We will have those deep discussions at our next committee meeting, so it might be a little bit longer. Hopefully, we'll be in the chambers with everybody. Resolutions. Consider resolution number one of the 2020 DEQ self-audit, municipal water pollution prevention. That's an audit we have to do. It's a self-audit. We finished it. We just have to pass a resolution stating we completed our audit. So, do I have a motion to accept that resolution? By the way, we do have the audit here in the office. If anybody wants to read it, it's exciting.
I move we accept the audit.
So, motion by Mr. Andre. Second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Neesler. Any comments from the audience? Yeah, roll call vote. Do we need to do a roll call on resolution, Tom?
No, but if you want Terry to...
Yeah, okay.
Just do a roll call. Assistant, what we're doing with this.
Councilmember Neesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
All right, resolution for the ad valorem tax that we haven't collected in a long time. We have to pass this every year. We just want to discontinue collection of our ad valorem tax for the year 2020 within the corporate limits of the town of Brule. Unless you guys have any other recommendations, I support this.
I'll make the motion, but we discontinue it for 2020 or for next year?
Well, it'll be
for the budget.
It'll be for next budget year.
No, but it's 2020. It's 2020.
The current year, because they would pay at the end. That's right. Okay, so I make the motion.
So we have a motion by Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Any comments from the audience or Zoom? Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Neesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
All right. Should do it for resolutions. Police Department report? You should have two reports, right, from April and May?
Yes, sir.
I mean, March and April?
Yes, sir. For the month of March 2020, we had 9 alarm calls, 4 suspicious persons, 3 traffic complaints, 1 damage to property, 7 miscellaneous complaints, 15 disturbances. We assisted another agency one time, 9 tows for no insurance, 10 crash reports, 1 warrant arrest, 1 sale without permit, 1 missing person who was located, 1 animal at large, 3 thefts, 2 public assists, and 4 medicals. The total complaints for the month were 72, with 188 total citations written and 216 violations. For the month of April 2020, we had 11 alarm calls, 4 suspicious persons, 3 traffic complaints, 1 unlock, 12 miscellaneous complaints, 10 disturbances. We assisted another agency one time, 5 crash reports, 6 reckless operations, another missing person located under the couch cushions, 1 improper telephone communications, 2 thefts, 1 death by natural causes, 2 medicals, 1 property recovery, 1 hit and run, 1 public assist, 1 animal at large, and 1 drug-related arrest, 65 total complaints, 3 total citations, a total of 4 violations. Just for the council, on a side note, the officers, while we've been limited by the COVID, have completed 133 hours of online training in the last 2 months.
Did y'all get some masks?
Yes, ma'am. We got masks. Yes, ma'am.
Gloves?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep. Tom and I talked, and they're going to become a little more active. They have a protocol in place for stops and not getting involved and getting too close in it. Thank you, sir. Anybody have any questions for police department? All right, Mayor's report. I included a budget message with our COVID situation. The little budget that would normally attach is not ready. We'll have it tomorrow, hopefully. So I will lean on you guys this month to get budget together. So I may email you or call you directly. So just keep in mind, if you have anything, let us know. Utica will be done soon. We're looking forward to getting that done. We're having a few complaints on junk cars. We're working on those. They seem to have jumped this month for some reason, so Shane's working on those. He sent out a letter today. The governor lifted his stay-at-home order on the 15th, effective the 15th, for qualified businesses to open up to 25% capacity. So we're going to look at our town hall and see how many people we can have for the meeting next time. As far as who we're going to let in, how we're going to let them in, do we require masks, don't we? So we'll work through
that. The governor's order still requires masks.
I don't know. I didn't hear all of it, so I need to dig into that. So anyway, we'll work on that. I have a conference call tomorrow with all the parish presidents. We try to do everything as far as opening as a region, and all those parish presidents will be on there. I mentioned the Nia Street overlay. Our census numbers, we're at 60%. We checked them today, so keep pumping the census up out there for anybody you know that hadn't filled it out. Have them fill it out. It's very simple. We're at 60% in the town of Brule. We talked about plexiglass and acrylic. We're looking for it. It's a tough product to find. So hopefully we'll have some of that in the chamber, so we'll have petitions up here.
When is the last census?
I don't know what's the date.
End of the year.
Yeah, but sooner or later they're going to come out with the list of who we hadn't heard from, and then that's when they're going to do some street stuff.
Sure.
But how do we know what the COVID is going to do? So
extended that a little bit. I don't know the date that it extended.
So the online process is so simple. So if we can just get everybody to do it online.
At 60% right now, we feel like we got a good jump on it.
Yeah. We're ahead of Yeah, we're ahead of the state, if that means anything. But yeah, I'm comfortable with 60.
Baseline.
I'm comfortable with 60.
Everybody's reporting where we at.
So we'll discuss opening.
There is a town in North Dakota that's at 100%.
Yeah. Huh. How many people?
25 people.
One family.
So one other thing, too. Last week, our meeting, it was the first Zoom meeting. Westside Journal did a little report. We discussed the bike share program. One company in Port Allen Tire, came out and said they wanted to help us with our bike share program because they didn't want to lose it. So they challenged some businesses in the West Baton Rouge Parish to put up some money, $200, to help pay for our bike share program. So we got 3 so far. They had a lot of response. It's not anything we're doing. I got a call in the middle of the night, just not in the middle of the night, but it was at night, and they just wanted to do it. And so I checked with Tom. So we may end up seeing a few checks come in. We're going to keep, we have separate GO. We'll keep really good records on how the money's spent. So.
Y'all see Galen Martin. I need to commend him for being a concerned citizen. I got a text from Galen Martin, with a guy in a white SUV with a bike share bike on his bike rack. But the text said, hey, I know y'all renting bikes, but I don't think it's supposed to be renting for this. And I said, that's the guy that fixed it.
That's him. He's always carrying them around.
But people realize that, you know, they are used for riding and not for going on vacation or whatever. But I thought it was kind of funny.
Well, two reasons. I wanted to bring that up because our businesses really love giving back to the community. So give back to them if you can. Also, it just proves how light, if you will, our bike program is. It is a popular item. So we'll see some numbers in budget. I'll talk to you about budget as that comes along, but we will put some money in budget, as well as whatever the businesses donate, we'll spend specifically on the bikes. So.
On the bikes and the rally.
As an appreciation down the line, once the checks come in and all, we might consider putting up a banner at each location, thanks to the following businesses for
you know, the business that called, and I told them that, and they said we don't want recognition. They just want to do it, but we'll do it, you know, if we have to. So I just thought that was something really unique and good for our community. And
I've got a couple calls in the last couple of days about motorized on top of the levee.
Yeah. It's a fight.
We did all around town. That's the 6 reckless we had last month was on all 4-wheelers and dirt bikes.
Damon had. I had somebody call me. They were riding and had like 4 trucks parked dead on top of the levee fishing. And they had to almost get in the grass to go around.
A lot of them go over the top, launch their boat, come back and park it on the road. So they're not blocking the top. So
I ran a boat and a truck, the trailer, off the top. Yeah. And then I ran the truck sitting up there. Same thing.
Yeah.
Fishing.
Yeah. Just go drop your stuff off and go down.
See, a lot of ATV, you know, and it's people at home, you know, and they're not in school, and people are not at work, and they're bored to death, you know, and you see it. We've seen it all over, but, you know, some of the folks riding bikes said, hey, man, could you bring it up at the meeting?
I was northbound on the River Road the other day and had to pass a northbound 4-wheeler in the left-hand lane.
Yeah, that's how it is. One other thing, too, our court date will be moved to next month. So
I was going to ask.
Yep. We're going to move court to next month. So,
June 10th.
Yeah, and that'll probably be a whole nother, we'll have to get protocol for that. Do we have masks? So that'll be a different story. All right, that's it for Mayor's Report. Remarks of personal privilege. Anybody? Mr. Richard?
Yes, sir. I got something, Mr. Mayor. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. Can you turn it up a little bit, Blaine? Or? The microphone's just not picking up.
Try again, Terry.
How about now?
A little bit better. Just talk a little loud if you don't mind.
All right. So I just wanted to make an announcement that I will not seek re-election in the upcoming election due to personal reasons. I will serve out the rest of this term to the best of my ability, and I want to thank the mayor and the council for allowing me to serve with them for the last 2 terms. And I also like to thank the citizens of Brooklyn for allowing me to serve them for the last 2 terms and believing in me. And good luck to all the council members and any other candidates in the upcoming election.
All right, Terry, we're going to miss you. Wish you would stay.
You know my situation.
Yeah, we understand.
Thank you, Terry.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Remarks of personal privilege?
Build on what Terry says, you know, we got a good council. I enjoy serving with everybody on here. Everybody brings a different take. And I think it's a good checks and balances, keeps everybody in the right direction, you know, and what we do. It takes a lot of moving parts to do that. So thank all of y'all.
Yep. I agree.
Feelings mutual.
All right, I'll go on to announcements. Elected officials, financial disclosure forms. They haven't done it, better run and do it, because it's on the 15th.
Friday is the deadline.
Yep.
I may have mine.
Done, done.
Yep. And, of course, mayor's court's going to be canceled. So, Terry, anything else? Okay. And with that, do I have a motion adjourned?
Move.
Moved by Mr. Andre?
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle? No roll call. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Ayes have it.
Meeting's adjourned.